SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President Biden wants to hit the wealthy hard in their pocketbooks. He's pitching a plan for many higher taxes on the wealthy. It's called the billionaire's tax and would set a minimum rate of 25% on the income of the richest Americans. But Heritage Foundation senior policy analyst David Ditch says the idea is just another gimmick.
Americans have been hoping to catch a break after the enormous rate of inflation that we had in 2021 and 2022. It still remains well elevated compared to what it was before the pandemic.
And Ditch says that Biden's proposal does not do anything at all for the average American.
People just want to catch up to where they were, and we have no real hope of doing that as long as the federal government is printing money at such a rapid pace.
Also at SRNnews.com, bloodshed at a party in Tennessee.
8 people were shot, including 2 men who were killed at a private party in Memphis City's Orange Mound Park Saturday night around 7 p.m. Police say up to 300 people were there, but it doesn't seem they had a permit for the party. Officials are reviewing video and say at least 2 people are believed to have fired weapons during the shooting. Memphis police initially reported 16 people shot, but revised the number, blaming it on a result of several victims being reported multiple times.
And in Arkansas, a teenager now in custody on a first-degree murder charge in the fatal shooting of a high school senior outside a party following a prom. And police in New York say a knife attack on a crowded party boat has sent 3 people to the hospital. This is SRN News. A battle over a cross in California.
An atheist group has succeeded in getting the city of Albany to remove a 20-foot-tall cross set up by the Lions Club more than 50 years ago. But the Lions aren't giving up, filing a First Amendment lawsuit with the help of the Pacific Justice Institute. Brad Dacus, who heads PJI, says, quote, "The Constitution protects private entities from such blatant state hostility to those wishing to express symbols of faith and hope." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals court ruling West Virginia's transgender sports ban violates the rights of a teen athlete. 2-1 ruling from the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the law cannot be applied to Becky Jackson, who's a boy living as a girl. The judge says offering the boy a choice of participating on male sports team or abstaining is no choice at all. State says it will continue fighting to preserve the law. This is SRN News. General Motors on the move.
The automaker will move its Detroit headquarters to a new downtown office building next year and redevelop its iconic home along the Detroit River. The announcement was made at the site of the Old Hudson's Department Store, which is being developed into a tower and 12-story office building that will house GM that's being built by the Bedrock Real Estate firm. Bedrock will join GM and the city in coming up with ideas to remake the 7-building Renaissance Center. John Scott reporting.
The House passing legislation that would ban TikTok in the United States if the social media platform's China-based owner does not sell its stake within a year. House Republicans included TikTok as part of the foreign aid package that was a priority for President Biden and had broad congressional support for Ukraine and Israel. More details at SRNnews.com.